People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, again, we apologize for all the technical issues we've had. I'm not really sure what the issue is. I don't know if it's just the type of the building that we're in with all the metal, or if it's all the other electronic equipment that's near me. I know Nelson's got their own broadcast as well, but again, we apologize for not being able to use our usual equipment. So. But we will be bringing you the rest of this contest here. It is Nelson's ball that starts this second half. They are moving right to left for these next two quarters. Crippen takes the inbound pass from the far sideline. She walks into the front court, drills to the left wing, throws it up top to Love, who immediately puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound control by Husky, and back comes Mathenal. Husky throws it into the front court to Martin. She has it on the left wing and just dribbles it off her foot. It goes out of bounds. 11th turnover gets Mathenal as we are 16 seconds into the second half. 15-point Lady Raider advantage. Crippen will take the inbound pass, walk it across the timeline. Dribbles toward the right side, throws it up top to Love. Now over to Eaton on the left wing. She's going to try the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Foreman. And back on the Lady Bombers. Martin will walk it into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbles to the right wing, goes up top to Penn. Her pass down in the paint to Foreman was wide of her. It goes out of bounds. Another turnover against the Lady Bombers. 7:18 left of the third quarter. Nelson gets it back, leading 28-13. Crippen into the front court for Nelson. She will give it to Wofford Bird. Down in the corner goes to Love. Her pass was knocked away down the low block, stolen by Mountain Home. But they just throw it back away themselves. And now fouls will be called on Mountain Home on the left wing. That is Emma Martin's third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. Martin's going to take a seat as she's replaced by Leah Jackson. Inbound pass goes to Walter Bird. Now on the left wing to Love. Now down to Young in the paint. Her pass to Eaton was knocked away by Mountain Home. It goes out of bounds, and Nelson will inbound it on the baseline. 6:49 left of the third quarter. Inbound pass is triggered by Young. Gets it in to Walker Bird. Now up top to Crippen. Now ball goes down to Walker Bird in the paint. Her jumper no good. They get their own rebound. Go back up, but they can't get the ball to go. And this time, Mount Home comes up with the board. Here's Husky quickly back to the way, gives it to Gilbert, who's going into the lane. Her layup was blocked, but she draws contact as well. And so Gilbert will hit the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has yet to score in this game. That foul is on Tylee Wofford Bird, her second personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against Nelson. So Kate Gilbert back at the charity stripe. First free throw is up and in. And Mount Home scores the first points of the second half, or at least the first point. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Kate Gilbert with her first 2 points of the night, 28-15. Nelson leading it with less than 6.5 left of the third quarter. Crippen into the front court, throws her on the left side to Young. Goes to the elbow, throws it up top to Walker Bird. Now over on the right side, it goes to Crippen. Crippen pulls up near the elbow, now throws it up top to Young. Over the left side to Love. Love's going to get down to the paint, going up for the layup. No good, but draws contact. And now she'll head to the free throw line with 6:06 left of the third quarter. Leah Jackson picks up her second personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Maya Love at the free throw line, where so far she is one of two with 7 points. Love's first free throw is up. No good. One more free throw coming for Love. Love's second shot is up. No good. She misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Leah Jackson, but she has it knocked away. But she is able to get it to Kate Gilbert. And so Mount Tom will have possession of it. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles up to the top. Takes the screen from Penn. Now is going down into the lane, going up for the running jumper. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head back to the free throw line. Alana Eaton picks up her third personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Raiders. So Kate Gilbert back at the free throw line, where so far she's 2 of 2 with 2 points. 5:52 left of the third quarter. Gilbert's first free throw is up. Good. Well, so far she's shooting a lot better from the charity stripe than she did 3 nights ago. The other night she was just 1 of 6. Second shot is up. No good. She gets 1 of 2 on that trip. And Nelson gets the rebound. They lead by 12. Back the other way. They come. Eden is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Kate Gilbert. And back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court. Throws it down to Jackson in the paint. And tried to kick it out to Foreman. And it throws it off the leg of a Nelson player. That's a kickball. And so it will be Mountain Home's basketball on the baseline with 5:34 left in the third quarter. Nelson up 28-16. Gilbert will trigger an inbound pass on the baseline. Try to get into Penn, and the ball was knocked away, and then touched by Gilbert, and she was standing on the baseline. So it's going to be Nelson's fastball. Mount Elm's 14th turnover of the night. 5:33 left of the third quarter. Red Lady Raiders with the ball up by a dozen. Here is Crippen into the front court, dribbling down into a low block, going up for the layup. Boy, she just flew by a bunch of defenders for that layup. Courtney Crippen with her first 2 points of the night. Inbound pass goes to Foreman. Back to Husky. Another full court man for Mountain Home. Husky dribbles into the front court. It's going to pull up on the left side for the 1-3. No good. And rebound's knocked around and finally controlled by Wofford Bird. She gets it out to Love, who's quickly back the other way. Tries to throw it down to Young. He couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. That is Nelson's fifth turnover of the night. 4:58 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing by 14. 30-16 is our score. Husky will trigger the inbound. Gets it into Penn. Now to Gilbert. Oh, try to get it to Gilbert. Ball's knocked away, but Jackson's able to secure it from Mountain Home. Going back the other way. Oh, man, she lost the handle as she was going to go up for the layup. And another turnover against Mountain Home. Back comes Crippen. She's going to go up for the layup. We'll draw contact and head to the line for a pair of free throws. Peyton Husky picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 3. Against Mountain Home. So, Courtney Crippen at the free throw line for the first time tonight with 4:43 left of the third quarter. First shot is up and in. That's her third point of the night. And one more free throw coming. Crippen's second shot is up. No good. She gets 1 of 2, and the rebound's controlled by Jackson. Jackson will walk it into the front court for Mountain Home. Trying to get out of the double team. She has the ball knocked away, and now a jump ball is going to be called. Mountain Home actually kind of caught a break there because I thought Nelson had the steal. It's going to be Lady Bombers ball in possession arrow with 4:33 left. Wakiria Daniels and Travia Woodruff both checking in for Nelson, replacing Courtney Crippen and Alana Eaton. And I believe Emily Payne just checked in for Mountain Home, replacing Leah Jackson. This is Payne's first time check in tonight. Here is Gilbert with it on the right wing, throws up top to Penn. Penn drills to the left side, gives it to Husky near the corner. Now to Payne on the wing. Back to Husky. Husky finds Foreman just outside the lane. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound by Penn. She's looking to go back up with it, but she's going to draw contact before her shot attempt. So Mount Home's going to inbound it on the baseline. Wakiria Daniels picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against Nelson. 4:05 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Home inbounds it, trailing by 15. Gilbert takes the pass from the right corner. She dribbles out to the wing, finds Foreman in the corner. Foreman picks up her drill and now throws it back out to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble down into the lane, and she's going to be called for the travel. 16th turnover against Samantha Nome. Ashton Yates checking back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Tyra Penn with 3:47 left of the third quarter. By the way, Emily Payne, a 5'6 sophomore, I mentioned she checked in a little bit ago. 31-16, Lady Raiders leading it. Here is Woodruff into the front court. Throws it down in the right corner to Love. Down to Young, just outside the lane. She's going into the paint for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Foreman. She kicks out to Husky, who will bring it into the front court. Over to Gilbert on the right wing. 3:20 left of the third quarter. Ball goes down to Yates on the low block. She puts up the turnaround jumper. Good. Addison Yates with her first 2 points of the night. 31-18. Lady, back the other way. Young quickly going towards the lane for the pull-up jumper. No good, but she draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line. Addison Yates with her second personal foul. Team foul number four against Mountain Home. First free throw is up. No good. Tyra Penn checking back in as Anna Grace Foreman will take a seat. The Deja Young's first free throw is up. No good. That was her first attempt of the night. She has 4 points so far this evening. Again, 3:08 left in the third. Young's second free throw is up and in. She gets one of two. She now has five. Inbound pass was knocked away, but Emily Payne comes up with it, so Mount Home will keep possession. Payne into the front court, and her pass down to Penn was stolen by Young. 17th turnover against Mount Home. Back to the other way. Going up for the three-pointer was Walford Bird. She can't get to go, and Mount Home gets the rebound. Here is Husky throwing it into the front court to Payne. Payne's going to pull up on the left side for the three-pointer. Good. Emily Payne with her first 3 points of the night. 32-21. Mountain Home cuts the margin to 11. Back the other way. Woodruff, quickly back the other way for the layup. Good. Boy, Travia Woodruff with her first 2 points of the night, just showing her speed on that one. 34-21, Melton on top. 2:22 left. Here's Payne into the front court. Dribbles on the right side. Gives it there to Gilbert, who will dribble up between the circles. Now Gilbert goes over to the right, goes up top to Yates, down to Payne in the left corner, finds Penn at the elbow. Penn's looking to go up for the layup, off the glass, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Yates, and it'll be Nelton's basketball with 1:59 left of the third quarter. Jakira Meban and a couple others checked in, back in for Nettleton. Woodruff will walk the ball into the front court. Crippen was one that also just checked in. And here is Daniels throwing it up top to Woodruff. Now Woodruff going down into the lane for another layup, blocked from behind by Martin. Then Mountain comes up with the basketball. Martin quickly back the other way. She has it on the right side. She's going to pull up on the wing for the three-pointer. No good. The rebound is knocked around. Ball still loose. And I believe a jump ball is going to be called, and it will be Nelson's best ball in the possession arrow. 1:21 left of the third quarter. Lady Raiders get it back, leading by 13. And it looks like someone needs to tie their shoes before we get back to play. By the way, to Brian Benford was another one of the ones that just checked in a little bit ago. Here's Woodruff with the top, throws over on the right side to Daniels. Now she's going to pull up at the elbow, now throws up top to Meban. Over to Woodruff on the left side. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. Good. Travia Woodruff now with 4 points on the night. Less than a minute left play. It is Nelson leading 36-21. Well, less than a minute left of the third quarter, that is. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the right wing. Takes the screen from Penn. Now dribbles up toward the free throw line. Gives out to Penn. Back up top to Gilbert. Now Gilbert dribbles to the right wing. 33 seconds left of the third quarter. Now she'll dribble back up to the top, goes over to the left side. Now Gilbert will go back to between the circles. Goes to the right wing. Going down inside the perimeter for the jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Meebon. Back quickly comes Nelson. Here's Woodruff back the other way. Going to kick it out to Daniels. Now to Woodruff on the right corner. Her three-pointer misses everything. Offense rebound for Benford. Her follow-up was blocked. 1 second left. Payne's going to have to. Payne was not even seeing how much time was on the clock. She couldn't get the shot off before the buzzer sounded. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Nelson leading Mountain Home 36-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.